Ed Nizami brings an impressive legacy with him into concert halls in Fayetteville and Eureka Springs this weekend. His family has passed along their musical knowledge in an unbroken line from father to son since the 1500s. Mia Tanzen, a famous court musician for Mughal Emperor Akbar the Great, started Nizami's musical line. Now Nizami is the elder who represents the family on stage. Like his forebears, Nizami has kept company with world shakers.
First time I came here 2006 with my former president, Musharraf. President Musharraf.
Mm-hmm.
And I play Kennedy Center for Laura Bush and President Bush.
He's played for kings, queens, presidents, and world leaders. But for Ustad Nizami, no cause has more resonance than the need to bring people together. When everything clicks, he says he feels it.
Everywhere my music go and people feel more connect. And I'm a between East and West, like a bridge between Pakistani Indian people and American and European people. So, through my music.
Nizami calls on a huge variety of instruments and knows practically every musical style of the subcontinent. He commands a broad virtuosity in each one.
I play tabla, sitar, and harmonium, even keyboard, and some other instrument, dholak, and a classical Indian vocal singing, and folk, Indian folk, Rajasthani, and in Pakistan there other style of music, Sufi music, Qawwali, and folk music in Pakistan, Sindhi and Saraiki, Punjabi, Potwari, Persian, Arabic, so many kind of music.
With such a variety to choose from, you might think that deciding what music to play for a concert might be difficult. But Nizami says he needs no preparation other than his routine practice. When he takes to the stage, the particular conditions of the moment help him decide on the spot what to play.
If evening or late night or morning or noon, what time I will sing and play, and what kind of weather that time, what kind of circumstance, then I decide my composition for my audience.
He gets information from his listeners, too, when he briefly studies them before he plays his instruments. He can see from their faces which pieces might be the right music for them.
You see human eyes and face, then you read one book. Inside, what is inside his personality, and what is personality, how many people here, what kind of personality, sad mood, happy mood, are people, sometime 30, 40 people just making their joke or very loud talking, then personality their change.
As a Sufi, Nizami does more than produce vibrations for the ear. He plays for God and all of God's creatures. In his view, all music affects us profoundly, and there's a time that's right for every kind of musical experience.
Everything for human, actually. Rock and roll, jazz, and country music, and different kind of, all kind of music for human. So where is best and what is people need and what time? Sometime people sad, sometime happy, sometime people feel romance, sometime heartbroken and break and something. So situation of time.
This weekend, audiences will hear not only a 17th generation master musician, but also the 18th generation. 11-year-old Faraz Nizami accompanies his father on tablas, those twin-tuned drums that accompany the sitar in traditional arrangements. Listeners agree that Faraz shows the maturity, power, and dexterity of a player with many decades' experience already under his belt. His father agrees.
He's played tabla, and he's playing sitar, he's played harmonium, he's vocalist, very nice. I'm teaching to him. And when he will come Arkansas, so he will sing and play, and I think he will be very great musician.
Nizami has only lived in the U.S. for a short time, but he has been influenced by Western music for much longer than that. People from all over the world came to Pakistan with their instruments, and he's had the chance to share with them.
When I was there in Pakistan, so I played with American musician, fusion, sometime their British musician came in Pakistan, visited in Pakistan, then I played with their fusion, other Chinese musician and Japanese, many kind of music. I am learning something here with other musicians when here play Western musician. Then I learning something. Oh, this is new. So if I that piece, if I use with my music, then look different. So that kind of experiment I'm doing this way.
As a child, Nizami witnessed the healing powers of music. His father and grandfather taught him to play not only for a listener's enjoyment, but for the benefit of the entire human being. He watched transformation happen through his grandfather's music.
He make ablution and then he tuned his instrument, and then there one couch there put child or elders. And then he told you, close your eyes and just feel, and I play music. And then after 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, I saw they're completely cured.
His father and grandfather taught him to use the vibration of music to change the state of individuals and entire audiences. Wholeness of the heart is the result he most wants to provide for his listeners, but he says sometimes the physical reaction he induces can help more than ibuprofen or aspirin.
When people feel headache, so very quick they're, oh, I need brufen, I need disprin for my pain. So that kind of, I play scale, and maybe disprin and brufen have a side effect, but my music is... have no side effect.
Ibuprofen, you mean?
And his musical treatments are organic, too. In fact, that's a good description of all this music. It grows like an auditory vine, branching into greater and greater complexity, requiring ever greater clarity and dexterity of the performers. It also induces clarity and focus in the listener. Nizami says he's been very pleased to find audiences here so ready to listen to his music.
American people, very nice, I think, in the world. I love American people, very broad mind and very nice, sweet, and accept everything good and everything. All kind of music here, people listening, hearing here. People love music and musician. So this is very nice, and people's heart actually very already they're ready for something conceived and received.
Nizami says the music he brings gives him a chance to make an offering from his heart in the tradition of the Sufi religion.
If you are rich with knowledge, so you provide knowledge. If you are rich with money, so you provide money to other people. If you have so much food, so you just eat a little bit and then you provide food to hungry people. Like that kind of God's message. If do you know music, so you play good and nice music for human.
Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Zan Jarvis.